previously thought men are a little groovy are now very interested in them.
Ali kako uslovljena duša se razvija i stari, tako se i centar pažnje mijenja, tako da dječak prestaje misliti da nema da se želi hrvati s djevojčicama, već želi neku vrstu interesantne razmjene i onda te žene koje su bile neinteresantne postaju centar njegove pažnje, također važi i obratno. Djevojke koje su mislili da su muški malo grubi, više to ne misle.
Yesterday, for instance, I talked with one philosopher about the philosophy of Kant. It said that I found it very difficult to understand and very uninteresting.
Jučer sam razgovarao s jednim filozofom o Kantovoj filozofiji i rekao sam da sam našao da je jako teška za razumjeti i krajnje nezanimljiva.
But the philosopher told me, well, if look at Kant from a different perspective, look at his, what was it, categorical impulse for moral or something, and then you will find him interesting. And I had to agree with this focus. Kant can be has interesting discoveries.
I onda mi je filozof rekao, pogledaj na Kanta s druge točke gledišta, pogledaj recimo na njegov kategorički imperativ o moralu, i onda sam se ja morao složiti. S druge točke gledišta, sa drugačije usmjerenom pažnjom, Kant je izvršio interesantno otkriće.
So my point is, if we can look at the Holy Name with a different focus, we might get more revelations from the Holy Name.
Moja cijela ideja je u tome da vam kažem da ukoliko bismo pristupili svetom imenu sa drugačijom usredsređenosti, možda bismo dobili puno više otkrovenja iz njega.
Please allow me an observation.
Molim vas, dozvolite da observation, da
observacijonski.
Da, da primijetim nešto.
Yes. I have noted that when a devotee takes a new relationship to the Holy Name will discover so much sweetness and protection, will reveal so much sweetness and protection.
Primijetio sam da kada bhakta pristupi drugačije svetom imenu, ono će razotkriti tako puno draži i zaštite.
But if a devotee is chanting the mantra only out of duty and maybe in a little inattentive way, the Holy Name seems to close his sweet shop.
Ali ukoliko bhakta mantra čisto iz dužnosti ili možda pomalo ne pažljivo, onda čini se kao da sveto ime zatvara svoju prodavalnicu slatkiša.
And the Holy Name does not nourish the devotee any longer.
I onda sveto ime više neće hraniti takvog bhaktu.
Vishvana Chakravati Thakur describes that the Holy Name is at that time becoming, you know, when he's chanted inattentively, like a master who feels hurt by his servant and only gives him the bare minimum of maintenance, not more.
Vishnu Chakravarti tako opisuje da kada mantramo tako nepažljivo, onda sveto ime postaje poput gospodara koji se osjeća povrijeđenim od strane svoga sluge i onda mu omogućuje samo najnužnije potrepštine za život i ništa više.
But when the devotee begs the Lord to give him his holy name and chants with full affection and respect, then the Holy Name is like a kind master which overfloods the devotee with realizations.
Ali kada bhakta mantra sveto ime sa velikom ljubavlju i poštovanjem, onda sveto ime ga preplavljuje sa svim blagoslovima.
This is a free interpretation, but it is not so bad. Would you like to have a dead holy name or a living holy name?
Želi biste imati mrtvo sveto ime ili živo sveto ime?
It's one of these questions which where the answer is already self-understood.
To je jedno od onih pitanja kod kojih je odgovor sam po sebi razumljiv.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur once wrote an article about the life of the holy name, which changed my whole approach to chanting, and I would like to give you a synopsis of it.
Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati jednom napisao članak o životu svetog imena koji je moje osobno viđenje čitave problematike potpuno promijenio, i sada bih vam ja želio sažeti taj članak.
He said the holy name really means divine sound, not mundane sound.
Kaže sveto ime odista znači božanski, a ne svjetovni zvuk.
And he said the holy name resembles very much the caps capsule with medicine.
I kaže da ono zaista nalikuje jednoj ampuli sa lijekom ili piluli.
Ampuli, is it the ampuli or is it the capsula, I believe. Capsula. Yes, capsule. Yes. Who knows about these medicines which you take in capsulas?
Ko zna te lijekove koje uzimate u kapsulama?
They are there because the medicine should go into the stomach and not dissolve on the way to the stomach. So therefore they place it in the capsula.
Kapsula je tu da bi lijek došao do samog želuca, a ne da se razloži usput.
Yes. The capsula is not the medicine.
Kapsula nije lijek.
You can have a capsula and put in deadly medicine, deadly poison like Hitler did when he killed himself.
Možete uzeti kapsulu i u nju staviti smrtonosni otrov kada je, kao što je učinio Hitler kad se ubio.
So the holy name is also not just the external sound.
Na sličan način, sveto ime nije samo izvanjski zvuk.
It is the life in the holy name, the soul of the holy name, which makes it alive.
Postoji život, postoji duša svetog imena koja ga čini živim.
I think some of us have empty capsulas of the holy name.
Čini mi se da neki od nas imaju samo prazne kapsule svetog imena.
And they therefore don't feel the life and the strength from chanting.
I zbog toga ne dobijaju život i snagu od mantranja.
Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati said when the holy name is only a capsula and when it is life, spiritual divine sound.
Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati je objasnio kada je sveto ime samo kapsula, a kada je živi duhovni zvuk.
He said you cannot vibrate the holy name simply by moving the lips and tongue.
Rekao je, ne možete vibrirati sveto ime jednostavno mičući usne i jezik.
The holy name cannot be only lip deep.
Ne može biti ne može imati dubinu usana samo sveto ime.
But it must be heart deep.
Mora zaći do srca.
Goran Karan has made now a new CD from the heart to the lips. He has taken the concept from this.
Goran Karan je sada snimio novi CD od srca do usana, a svoj koncept je dobio iz ovog članka Bhaktisiddhanta.
Do you know this? Love cannot be lip deep.
Znate da ljubav ne može biti samo duboka koliko i usna?
I love you.
Volim te.
It must be heart deep.
Mora sići do srca.
I love you.
Ja te volim.
You can see it's a different vibration.
Vidite da se razlikuje vibracija.
So what does it mean when we chant with the heart?
Što to znači mantrati sa srcem?
When we chant with the heart, our chanting is a prayer.
Kada pjevamo sa srcem, onda je naše mantranje ili pjevanje molitva.
Prabhupada says the chanting is a spiritual call for the Lord and his energy.
Prabhupada je rekao, mantranje je duhovni povik upućen gospodinu i njegovoj energiji.
To give protection to the conditioned soul.
Da zaštite uvjetovanu dušu.
This chanting is exactly like the genuine cry of a child for its mother's presence.
Ovo mantranje je poput izvornog, iskrenog plača djeteta za majkom.
This quality of calling for Krishna must be there so that Krishna is there.
Ta odlika dozivanja Krishne mora biti u nama da bi Krishna bio tu.
If you do not chant with this quality of praying and calling out to Krishna, you may just have the empty shell of the holy name.
Ukoliko ne mantrate s tim kvalitetom dozivanja ili molitvu upućene Krišne, onda možda ćete imati samo praznu ljušturu svetog imena.
And this empty shell cannot cure you from the material disease.
A prazna ljuštura vas neće izliječiti od materijalne bolesti.
See, Prabhupada used to say that everything in spiritual life is dependent on the quality of feeling.
Prabhupada je običavao reći da sve u duhovnom životu ovisi o kvaliteti osjećaja.
He said, a helpless man can feelingly utter the holy name of the Lord.
Rekao je, bespomoćan čovjek može osjećajno izgovoriti sveto ime Gospoda.
Whereas a person who chants the Hare Krishna mantra with great material satisfaction cannot have this quality of feeling and therefore not the result.
Opet s druge strane, osoba koja pjeva mantru, a materijalno je potpuno zadovoljna, ona ne može imati taj osjećaj i stoga niti rezultat.
I have heard from the man who delivered the drugs to the Rolling Stones that he made Mick Jagger chant Hare Krishna.
Saznao sam od čovjeka koji je snabdjevao Rolling Stones s drogom, kako je naveo Mick Jaggera da pjeva Hare Krishna.
And Mick Jagger was chanting with japa.
I Jagger je mantrao na japi.
But that was the beginning of the career, musical career, and the career of a millionaire. And he was chanting with great material satisfaction and therefore could not develop this quality of feeling and chanting.
Ali to je bilo na početku njegove muzičke karijere, zahvaljujući koji je postao milioner, i onda je mantra u velikom materijalnom zadovoljstvu i zbog toga nije mogao razviti tu kvalitetu osjećaja.
So unfortunately he gave back the japa mala and said, sorry, it's not my cup of tea.
I on je nažalost vratio tu ovaj džapu i rekao je, žao mi je, to nije, pa ne znam kako se to izraz prevodi. Nije za mene.
Yes, nije za mene, yes. So this it is said the quality of your consciousness is very important when you enter spiritual life.
Kvaliteta vaše svjesnosti je vrlo bitna kada ulazite u duhovni život, kada počinjete duhovni život.
You cannot be purified and properly benefit if your consciousness is material.
Ne možete biti pročišćeni, ne možete steći istinsku dobrobit ukoliko vam je svjesnost materialistička.
There is a saying which says every morning 1000 prostitutes take their bath in the river Ganga.
Ima izreka koja kaže svakog jutra 1000 prostitutki se kupaju u Gangi.
But they don't come out of the Ganga with pure angel-like qualities.
Ali iz Gange ne izlaze sa čistim odlikama anđeoskim.
They have a plan to make the money in the ordinary way.
Imaju,
they are accustomed to.
Oni si planiraju da zarađuju novac na način na koji su već navikli.
So when you enter the temple, don't remain the same.
Kada ulazite u tempel, nemojte ostati isti.
When you enter the temple of the chanting of the holy name, don't remain the same.
Kad uđete u hram pjevanja svetog imena, nemojte ostati isti.
Enter and then sit down in the temple and meditate, my Lord. Now I will chant your name.
Uđite, sjednite u hram i meditirajte. Gospode, sada ću mantrati tvoje ime.
My dear Lord, now I will call for you.
Dragi Gospode, sada ću te dozivati.
I need you.
Potreban si mi.
Please give your mercy to me.
Molim te, podari mi svoju milost.
Please engage me in your service.
Molim te, uključi me u svoju službu.
And please also take my material attachments from me.
I molim te također, oduzmi mi ove materijalne vezanosti.
My dear Lord, please also reveal more knowledge about you and your qualities to me.
Sve Gospode, također te molim, razotkrij mi više znanja o tebi i tvojim odlikama.
Oh my dear Lord, please attract my mind by pulling it to you.
Dragi Gospode, molim te, privuci moj um k sebi.
Oh, Srimati Radharani, please capture my heart.
Ili Srimati Radharani, molim te, očaraj moje srce.
Otherwise I will die from a heart disease.
U suprotnom umreću od ove bolesti srca.
These and other prayers are there as a devotee sits down in the temple of the holy name and starts to chant.
Ove i slične molitve se javljaju kada bhakta sjedne u hram srca i počne da mantra.
I would like to recommend to all of you a very nice and I would say easy to perform japa reform.
Želio bih vam svima preporučiti jednu vrlo finu i rekao bih laganu japa reformu, obnovu.
Let me just get a quick show of hands. Who of you either chants 16 rounds or still chants 16 rounds?
Da vidimo sada među, dignite ruke svi koji su mantrali ili još uvijek mantraju 16 krugova.
Honestly?
Iskreno?
It's a good number of devotees.
To je jedan dobar postotak.
See, I believe all of us.
Mislim, čak vjerujem svi mi.
Who of you believes that not all of these rounds are very attentive and sincere?
Koliko među vama ne vjeruje da su baš svi krugovi pažljivi i iskreni?
I also believe.
Ja također vjerujem.
I would recommend to you something which has helped me very much and which comes from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that you single out four rounds of these 16s and work on these four rounds.
A predložio vam nešto od Bhaktivinoda Thakura što je meni također pomoglo, a to je da izdvojite 4 krugova od tih 16 i radite na njima.
Madhavananda, this will be now very important because I saw your rounds over the last 4 days and inspected them very carefully. This tip is very, it will help you very much. You just take 4 rounds out of the 16s and then you really say, during these 4 rounds I will not interrupt my chanting.
Uzmite 4 krugova od svojih 16 i recite si tokom ova 4 kruga neću prekidati svoje mantranje.
And during these 4 rounds I will always bring my mind back no matter where it wanders to.
I za vrijeme tih 4 kruga ću uvijek vraćati natrag svoj um bez obzira na to gdje je on odlutao.
My devotees, I have requested this to different devotees and they have written back glowing reports of spiritual success.
Dragi moji bhakti, to sam preporučio različitim bhaktama i oni su mi uzvratili, mislim pismeno su mi prenijeli svoje blistave izvještaje o duhovnim uspjesima.
These were devotees who chanted for 15 or 20 years.
To su bhakte koji su mantrali 15-20 godina.
And they said the whole life seemed to have changed drastically in a very positive and happy direction just by, you know, becoming serious about chanting. And because it's so difficult to do this for the complete 16 rounds at the beginning, this 4 rounds has helped them.
I oni su rekli, obavijestili su kako su se njihovi životi drastično promijenili u pozitivnom smjeru samim tim što su promijenili svoj stav prema mantranju, pošto je to pomalo teško učiniti za svih 16 krugova, tih 4 krugova je također pomoglo.
In Croatia, I told from the perspective of psychology that it is not advantageous if you do something constantly, but your attention is somewhere else. This will bring you to a state of chronic distraction or in Hare Krishna language spaced outness.
U Hrvatskoj sam objašnjavao kako sa psihološkog stanovišta nije dobro da određenu stvar radite konstantno, ali vam je također pažnja usmjerena na druge strane. To će vas dovesti do stanja kronične rasejanosti ili kao što mi kažemo space outa.
Yes. Please try to just understand this principle in another frame than the chanting.
Evo pokušajmo razgledati taj primjer u drugom okviru, a ne u slučaju mantranja.
Imagine a person is constantly doing something but with his mind he's somewhere else.
Zamislite osobu koja konstantno određenu stvar radi, ali um je na drugom mjestu.
What will be the quality of his activity?
Kakva će biti kvalitet njegove djelatnosti?
I think you agree with me, it will be very poor, the quality.
Mislim da se slažete sa mnom, kako će biti vrlo jadna kvaliteta.
Yeah, but further, if you constantly do something and you are not there, you will develop almost a schizophrenic type of personality.
I još više, ukoliko radite nešto, a niste tamo, onda ćete praktički razviti šizofreni karakter.
Now imagine you do this for 2 hours a day.
I zamislite sada tako se ponašate 2 sata dnevno.
And further imagine you do it for 10 or 15 years every day for 2 hours.
Radite to tokom 2 sata dnevno, ali za 10 ili tokom 10 ili 15 godina.
This is not good.
To nije dobro.
For personality development,
za osobni razvoj,
for taking responsibilities in life,
za prihvaćanje odgovornosti u životu.
So some devotees I have noted they chant like that for many years.
I primijetio sam neki bhakti tokom mnogo godina tako mantraju.
So it start with 4 rounds. These 4 rounds are called a granta, not bhakti granta, but a granta means a knot.
I onda počnete tako, s 4 kruga. Ta 4 kruga se nazivaju granta. Ne bhakti granta, već u ovom slučaju granta znači čvor.
Not means a compact unity.
To znači čvrsto jedinstvo.
Yes. So, all right, I wanted to talk about the motivations which are necessary in order to chant properly.
A onda sam htio govoriti o motivacijskim faktorima koji su nužni da bismo pravilno mantrali.
There are two motivations.
Postoje dvije motivacije.
You can chant out of a feeling of, oh, material life is dangerous.
Možete mantrati iz osjećaja, ovaj materijalni život je opasan.
Or you can chant out of a feeling of love or affection for Krishna.
Ili sa osjećajem ljubavi ili privrženosti prema Krishni.
Which one of the two do you think will be more effective in pure spiritual life?
Koji će od ta dva biti efikasniji u čistom duhovnom životu? Šta mislite?
Dvesta, yes. The second.
Drugi.
If you do it out of love.
Kad to radite iz ljubavi.
But because love is such a big word,
ali zato što je ljubav tako krupna riječ,
and sometimes so small in our hearts,
a u našim srcima tako malena,
I will start with the first point.
Ja ću početi sa prvom pointom.
A devotee, he will understand in his life, oh, material life is dangerous.
Bhakta će tokom svog života shvatiti da je materijalni život opasan.
This morning I was chanting and I felt so much physical, you know, like needles in the heart, we call it in German.
Jutro sam mandrao i osjećao sam fizički, praktički kao da me igle ubadaju u srce.
It's like really, you cannot move any longer. It's not dangerous if it is only there for a day or so. You cannot move properly. You cannot. Everything is just so painful in the heart, in the physical heart. It almost feels like a heart failure, but it is not. It's just some air in that area.
To nije tako opasno ukoliko traje samo dan ili tako nešto, ali je vrlo neugodno. Ne možete se micati pravilno. Osjećate praktički nešto kao srčani napad, ali nije to već neki zrak u toj oblasti, u tom dijelu.
I could hardly take my shower. There was so much heart pain, you know, not mental, just physical pain.
Toliko ne mentalne, već fizičke boli u srcu sam osjećao da nisam se mogao praktički ni otuširati kako treba.
I thought, oh no, what if I fall down in the shower now?
I mislio sam, šta sada ako padnem ovdje pod tušem?
And then after an hour someone will find me.
I posle sad vremena neko će me naći.
And then I'm not properly dressed.
A onda nisam ni odjeven pravilno.
Yes. So I thought like this. And then I remembered, but this is nothing. You all, Sachinandan Swami, one day you will die.
On si misle, ali to nije ništa, pa Sachinandan Swami, jednog dana ćeš umrijeti.
And you have made a few car accidents in your life that could come every day in your life.
Već si doživio par saobraćajki koje bi se mogli ponoviti bilo kada u tvom životu.
Yes, and once they have thrown a bomb on you.
Jednom su bacili bombu na tebe.
Life is so dangerous.
Život je tako opasan.
Then I began to think about this prayer of Lord Chaitanya.
Onda sam počeo misliti na tu molitvu gospoda Chaitanya.
Oh my Lord, I have fallen to the dangerous ocean of material life.
Dragi Gospode, pao sam u ovaj opasni okean materijalnog života.
I'm slowly drowning.
I polako se utapam.
When will you take me to the safe shelter of your lotus feet?
Kada ćeš me uzeti i privesti do sigurnog utočišta svojih lotusovih stopala?
You know, just a little while ago, our Bakta Milenko, you know, the football player from near Zagreb, was happily driving in his motor bicycle, and then a crash on a tree, maybe, or where, Virachandra? Do you remember?
The autobahn.
Car? On the fence. On the fence. He came away from the road somehow, and then he lost control over the motorbike, and then he was hurled into the fence and died immediately. Oh, Mani Manjari, you know, immediately. Explosion, the engine exploded. Yes, please explain.
Znači, tek nedavno naš Bakta Miljenko iz okolice Zagreba je mirno vozio svoj motorcikl na putu, međutim onda je izgubio kontrolu i udario je u ogradu i ostao na mjestu mrtav, a motor se zapalio.
He has left one little date, which is so little, to how many months? 4 months maybe?
I ostavio za sebe četvromjesečnu bebu.
And two others, Satya and Govinda, small dječaci.
I još dva dječaka, mala dječaka.
Yes, this is dangerous.
Da, to je opasnost.
So a devotee should become aware of this.
Bhagavatar treba postati svjestan tih stvari.
He should not feel, so what?
Ne treba misliti, pa šta?
He should sometimes understand, I will also have to die.
Ponekad treba razumjeti, ja ću isto morati umrijeti.
Even if you are a young person like Balaram.
Čak ako ste mladi poput Balarama.
Yes, you are driving a lot still in your car, isn't it?
Ti se još uvijek puno voziš u kolima, zar ne?
And the devotee will in this way call out to the Lord, please save me.
I tada će Bhakta dozivati Gospoda, molim te spasi me.
Prabhupada says, devotees have no shelter other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Prabhupada kaže, bhakte nemaju drugo utočište do svevišnje božanske osobe.
And they naturally cry to him for help.
I prirodno ga dozivaju, plaču kada im je potrebna pomoć.
Exactly like children who do not know anything but the protection of their parents.
Upravo kao i djeca koji ne znaju za ništa drugo osim za zaštitu svojih roditelja.
You can see the maladeces when there is some unpleasantness in Dionysus, a little child. What is the name of your child? Mai. Then Mai we go, yeah, tata, tata.
Možete primijetiti kad, na primjer, Dionisova mala kćer osjeća neku neprijatnost, ona jednostavno ide i viče za tatom.
Then Dionysus most obediently comes.
I onda Dionis najposlušnije dolazi.
Yes, yes.
Najpokornije.
So Krishna will also come if his devotees learn to cry for him out of a feeling of unpleasantness in this world.
I Krishna će također doći ukoliko bhakta nauči plakati za njim iz osjećaja neprijatnosti u ovome svijetu.
This is the a state where we can begin to improve our japa in this to adopt this type of consciousness.
I to je stadij, znači prihvaćanje takve vrste svjesnosti je stadij na kome možemo početi poboljšavati svoju džapu.
Yes, but we will go one step further tomorrow.
Ali sutra ćemo krenuti još jedan korak više.
Now we will have a very nicely, I hope, I see Charana Renu Mataji. Is Mukunda here also? Sorry? He will come now. This in maybe Charana Renu, you will tell him that we can you can get him because he is necessary for the little ceremony which we wish to do. we want to do. I will stop here.
Sada ću ovdje stati.
And we'll continue tomorrow.
A nastavit ćemo sutra.
Please do come tomorrow because it's necessary for this lecture that you hear the second part.
Molim vas, dođite sutra svakako zato što je neophodno za ovu lekciju da čujete i drugi dio.
We now wish to make our little memorial festival for a dear disciple of Srila Prabhupada, His Holiness Sridhar Maharaj.
A sada bismo željeli malu ceremoniju, kako se to kaže, sjećanja, da, naš...
Memorial, yes.
Dakle.
Gedehnes.
Memorial. Da,
Memorial, yes. Memorialski.
Da, svi znamo otprilike. Pa memorialno je nešto drugo. Da, spomen ceremoniju
spomen,
za našeg,
yes.
Sridhar Maharaja.
So we will have a little. I really don't know how we will do it. Mukundaji, please come here and show us your and give us an orientation what we will do. Come, you will get a microphone so that everyone will understand. So this is Mukunda Prabhuji. I have discussed with him yesterday a nice little ceremony, and I request you to be here. It's very important for us to honor our Vaishnavas. Krishna is very satisfied with this, and Mukunda will give you a little overview. It's 1 hour, and it ends with the most fantastic cake which was ever tasted by Lord Brahma.
Znači, ovo je Mukunda Prabhuji i mi smo jučer razgovarali o tome kako da organiziramo malu ceremoniju i vi ste svi pozvani, ljubazno vas molim da ostanete ovdje zato što je jako bitno za nas da slavimo Vaišnave i ono će trajati oko sat vremena i završit će se najfantastičnijom tortom koju je ikada i sam Brahma probao.